Hello, everybody, and welcome back to One More Day. The original beginning of this episode was just silent because the microphone wasn't picking anything up. But today we're going to talk about, or we did talk about, drivers, stupid driving, all that fun jazz, because we had a really terrifying experience, which Addy is going to tell you, as that's when I discovered the audio was bad. But I hope you enjoy.
Okay, that should be much better. Sorry, you were talking about the truck. We were coming back from Costco.
We're coming back from Costco. We passed this intersection. I think we were we sitting at it when it was red for a minute?
Red.
All right, it was red. We were like three cars back from the front. So we start going and we get through the intersection. And then all of a sudden, this car in front of us stops. Like, I'm still partly in the crosswalk of the opposite direction. Like, I'm through the intersection, but not all the way. And this car in front of us just stops. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, why are we stopped right after an intersection? And then all of a sudden, this stupid truck that was in front of the car in front of us just starts to try to get into the next lane.
No, he starts to go all the way over into the
I know, but before I even know, like, I thought he was just trying to get into the next lane. Like, he cut off a car trying to get into this lane, and then all of a sudden he just makes a super right turn, and from, it's a three-lane road, from the far left lane turns into a business. Crossing two lanes of traffic and making everyone stop. Like, I almost hit the car in front of us because I wasn't expecting to stop right after a light turned green and I was through an intersection and the far left lane.
And he almost hit a car.
Yeah. Like, he cut off three cars because it was just like, what the heck is wrong with you? Like, why would you think that that's okay? Like, why would you think that that's okay?
Just wasn't paying attention to the road. Wasn't
so
his
stupid.
Agenda is above everyone else's safety.
And then after we like started getting into a tangent of just like we were talking about how, and this is just in general, how we aren't a huge fan of Utah drivers. And then we were talking about how Idaho drivers are better, but the dumb ones are really dumb.
So there's less stupid drivers, but the ones that are stupid drivers are really, really stupid.
Yeah. And, like, the intersections in Pocatello are awful. Like, lights only stay green for a few seconds, and, like, oh, my least favorite thing to go through, which there's no other way to go around right now because the road is closed, is the intersection between our house and Walmart. It goes over a freeway. So I don't know if anyone's been to Brigham, Utah, but like the one that you get off to go to Walmart and it like crisscrosses. Like when you get off the freeway, you like got to go to the other side of the road that you don't usually drive on and it like crisscrosses. It's that kind of intersection, but there's a light at Walmart. And then, like, less than a block later is the light for that intersection. And then less than a block later is the end light for that intersection. And, like, none of those lights stay green for very long. So traffic is just always backed up right there. And there is a way to go around, but it is a very long way to go around. And the road is closed right now.
Yeah. So I guess there isn't a way to go around.
Yeah, right now, there isn't. And it is just so stupid. Like, all of it. All of the intersections here. And the fact that Idaho really likes one-way streets and roundabouts. Like, roundabouts work, but the general population doesn't know how to use them. Like, there's arrows on the road telling you what lane to be in to get out at certain places. And, like, use your blinker, too.
Yeah.
The roundabout by my parents' house has had so many wrecks caused. in it because people are just so stupid. And it's like one of the busiest intersections in Idaho Falls because Costco's right there on the corner. But it's just like, goodness, Idaho, get your crap together.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
There's my little tangent about stupid people.
My driver's views could get me in trouble, so I'm not going to talk about them.
Connor thinks I'm a terrifying driver.
No, well, to be fair, I think most women drivers are. And I'm not trying to be sexist, but it's just...
There's actual science behind it.
Women can't just focus on one singular thing at a time. Which can be a blessing. It allows them to do multiple things often and take care of a lot more things than I could. But when you're driving, you need to be fully focused on driving. And women drivers just can't be. Like, it's just straight up. Like, I know it's even, like, stereotypical at this point.
But, I mean, there is science back. But, so the difference
there's a and bit of why truth in each is, stereotype.
Like, when a man thinks, they you have,
sit
like...
in their own little box.
It's like a cubicle. They can close one door and open the next.
What is it called? Sorry, you keep talking. I'm going to look up.
Like, they can close one door and open the next. And then that close the door that's closed... It stays closed until they open it again.
Compartmentalism.
Yeah. And, like, a woman's brain is like...
A bowl of spaghetti.
Yeah, or a ball of yarn or something. Like, everything's intertwined. Like, you can... Or, like, a heap of intertwined necklaces. Like, you can try to pull one necklace out, but they're all tangled somewhere. Like, we can't just turn every single aspect of our brain off to think about one thing. And, like, there's been this is true. It's not just crap I'm making up. There's been studies, and it's, you know, been out there for a while, but that's just how it is. And when you're driving, that's...
And there's been times where, like, I'll be driving with you, and you'll do something terrifying. And I'll look at you like, what are you doing? You'll be like, I'll think about dinner for next week. I'm like, okay, can you think about driving? That's not pertinent information right now. So that's my spiel. That and old people. I feel like old people should have to take a yearly driving test.
Like, when you reach a certain age, you have to take...
I mean, once you hit 60, you need to take a yearly driving test.
Bi-yearly. Like, not by
biannually?
Yeah. So, like, every 6 months.
You should get to take a driving
test. So much can happen with an older person in 6 months. And it's like... I feel like that wouldn't even be enough sometimes, because a driving test is just a small portion of what they would be doing. Like,
exactly.
What if they make all these mistakes on the road, but during the test they don't, and then next week they get in a wreck and kill someone? Like, there's a speed limit on the road for a reason. And yes, speeding is bad, but not going the speed limit and going 10 under is just as dangerous.
Well, something that I just thought of that baffles me is... You don't actually often hear about old people causing wrecks. But I think the people that get in the wrecks are the ones trying to accommodate those old people just doing whatever the hell they want to do and pissing off into some other lane for no reason.
Yeah, like drifting. And that guy in that truck was older.
Oh, I know.
And so someone had pulled off into this bank in this business on the right-hand side of the road. And then all of a sudden, he just sees this person pulled off. I think he knew him or something. And from the very far left lane, decides to cut over, like, super fast. Like, 90-degree turn into this business. And it's just like, what the heck? Like, I know women can't, like, compartmentalize their thinking, but at least they have the common knowledge not to cut off three lanes of traffic to turn right into a business on the last chance you possibly can.
Also, I need to specify, I think Addie is an excellent driver. She's just terrifying. I need to put that out there. Like, I couldn't have driven in California like she did. But
You can't even drive into Salt Lake sometimes.
I can. I just choose. Well, because the first time that they put that stop light set up in Brigham, and I ran all three red lights. I didn't know where I was stopping and where I was supposed to go. Luckily, and, I didn't.
Like, it's the same as in like the grocery store. I grocery shop like I drive. Like,
terrifying.
Get stuff done. Like, ask people to move.
And I'm like,
move around someone.
If someone's in that aisle, I'll just come back.
Like, if someone's in front of something that I'm trying to get to, and, like, if they're, like, shopping for something, I'll wait. But, like, if they're just standing there talking to someone, I'll be like, can I get behind you, please? And they'll be like, okay.
That's another thing. Old people will just sit and talk in, like, the middle of an aisle. Or, like, at the end cap where people are trying to turn out and get around an aisle. Oh, how's the kid, Susan? Oh, they're doing great, don't you know? And then they're just be there for like 35 minutes. Oh, sorry. Maybe it's just my job is infecting me with not a hatred towards old people, but a loathsome feeling.
I don't like old people. Like, no, like, it's not that I hate them, but like when someone's like, oh, a cute baby, when they do that to old people, I'm like, no. No.
It's like they're the greatest generation, okay? But at what? Destroying the economy? How to drive a car, insisting they get all these new smartphone things, and then just not knowing how to use them. I still firmly believe that in order to get one of our security systems for my job, older people should have, everyone should have to pass a competency test, because it is, it do it yourself. And then there's old people, oh, I don't, what, well, because they need to get on their phone sometimes to use their app. I'm like, what phone do you have? Oh, it's a touch screen. Great. That gives me nothing. That, do you know how to change your Wi-Fi? Oh, my wife's not here right now. Oh, gosh. It's like Kit Boga. Like, the old characters he plays, those are real old people that I get the joy of talking to daily. That being said, there are some older people that are more technologically adept than
others. Like, this isn't like everyone. Yeah, like, we're not... a grudge against old people, because honestly, young people are stupid too.
Yeah, they're just a common sense stupid.
Which is worse. At least old people are like kind of trying. Because I mean, like, it's hard to find a flip phone now. Like, it's like the resources for them to use what they know how to use is dwindling. So they have to learn how to use this new stuff. And I get that. But someone young, not knowing how to do this stuff.
The neurons in there,
like, I know,
they just
know.
Don't move as fast.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't think either, it has to be at 60. They have to take biannual driving tests, or they need to just not drive. Like, I love my grandpa dearly, but he's terrifying. We hear if one of our kids woke up. He's absolutely terrifying.
He is.
It's like, he's just...
And I love your mom. I love you, Sheila. But sometimes I'm scared in your car. Cyrus is awake.
Okay. Well, we'll end that there. There might be a part two. I feel like we could keep talking. That quickly devolved from driving into apparently hating on old people. Old people and women. So I apologize to all the old people and the women. That was not my intention. Hopefully you guys have a good rest of your week.